Just wanted to read a couple words to you before we get started this morning, but it comes out of the book of John, chapter 1, and it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the light, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There is a man sent from God, whose name was John, and the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." As the music starts to play this morning, I want you to reflect on these things. He left the glories of heaven. The glories of heaven to come down here and to dwell among us. All because he loved us. And I want you to think on those things this morning as you listen to the choir sing to you this morning a cantata entitled, "Down from His Glory." Down from His Glory. Just think on these things. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
from his glory came the King, the one who would save his people from their sins. This is the season we celebrate his birth and what that means to all of us. Let the celebration begin. Let rejoicing break out. All hail King Jesus. Simply means praise God. We praise him for the light ever shining from the stable in Bethlehem, the light that pierces brilliantly across every corner of the earth. And how do we know? Because Christmas is celebrated all around the world. People from every nation, every city, and every village will be joyously singing the songs of Christmas. Every music style, every possible instrument will herald the news that Jesus Christ is born. From the bagpipes of Scotland to the djembe of West Africa, from the sitar of Calcutta to the steel drums of Jamaica.
Bye.
from the glorious kingdom, from his perfect eternal throne, in a very plain, ordinary way. The Lord of glory entered our world, once adorned in royal robes, now wrapped in swaddling clothes, once omnipotent, now defenseless and totally dependent upon his teenage mother. The hands that once formed the heavens, carved the mountains and forged the seas, are now so tiny, so innocent, weak and fragile. Gently they reach up out of the lowly manger. Fingers and hands of the newborn child were the hands of God reaching out to each of our hearts. Beyond the ability to comprehend, the Creator is now a part of creation. He who is larger than all the galaxies and beyond, now housed in and limited to a human body. Messiah has come, Jesus, our Savior, the Son of the Highest, fully God, yet fully man. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The invisible one became the revealed one because he was the promised one. And he is the saving one. He comes from heaven with salvation for all who will believe.
God became a man as just a child. With this holy babe, heaven made a way to give us life. Oh, the Father of glory revealed his Son, the Savior among us, this chosen one.
Heaven rejoices, the angels sing.
The worth of every man, born to live and die, raised to reign on high, redemption's plan. Oh, the Father of glory revealed his Son, the Savior among us, this chosen one.
Heaven rejoices, the angels sing.
Oh,
wonderful carols of Christmas. They are so endearing. These familiar melodies from distant worlds somehow connect us together and cause our minds to flood with all kinds of memories and feelings. When we live in a world of ever-changing trends and passing fads, why would the first few notes of a little ancient carol from Germany or England or France warm our hearts and cause us to smile inside as the melody lingers? Many of us have never given any thought to how old our most beloved Christmas carols really are. Songs have been sung about the wondrous birth of Jesus for hundreds of years. Can you think of any other person in all of history who has been immortalized, esteemed, and revered through so much music? We have found songs regarding the birth of Christ that date back to the 4th century. I invite you to step back in time to a small country church in France. The year is 1760, and as you sit with your family on a wintry Christmas Eve, you just might hear something like this. Christmas, the best known and best loved time of the year, when family and friends get together to reminisce of days gone by, to laugh, to love, and definitely to eat, to give gifts to one another, and maybe attend a Christmas performance or a candlelight service. Those of us who have grown up in church have watched the reenactments of the Christmas story. They've changed quite a bit over the years. We've gone from homemade costumes and props to wonderfully built sets and historically accurate clothing. Do you remember when you were a kid and you raided your dad's closet for a striped bathrobe so you could play a shepherd, and you put a 6-foot robe on your 4-foot little body? Remember wearing a paper crown covered in glitter to play one of the wise men? Or how even the most active, giggly little girls seem to have a calmness about them as they poke their heads through the cutout holes of their mother's white sheets and stuck a coat hanger down their backs, trimmed in silver or gold tinsel for their lopsided halos? And borrowing someone's baby doll to represent Jesus? But everyone young and old in the room seemed to know who that makeshift manger really held and what truly mattered. That 2,000 years ago, heaven came to earth. Deity put on the robe of humanity. May the story of the birth of Jesus never become so familiar that it no longer moves us or amazes us. On a night emblazoned by a magnificent star, a child was born like no child ever before, or since, or ever will be again. The birth of Jesus Christ is the single most important event in the history of the world. It is the crucial point of humanity, for all of history up until that time moves toward it, and all history since that time moves away from it, making his arrival the very crossroads of time. And the world acknowledges this, for it sets its calendar by his birth. Christ coming down from his glory changed everything. All the kings of the earth, all the great and powerful leaders put together, have not affected the world like this child named Jesus. And mankind knows that he came. In fact, they're busy right now celebrating it. They know the name of the one who was born on Christmas Day, and they know where he was born. They even know the approximate time when it all took place. Most of them can even tell you about the various characters in the Christmas story. Although millions of people who know who, when, where, and what took place, the vast majority of them still miss the meaning of Christmas. The real story of Christmas is why he came. But why Bethlehem? Why a manger? Why shepherds? Why wise men? Why would God become a man?
You and he loved me.
To the newborn king. The prophet said he would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. God, who spoke everything into existence. The one who holds all there is in its place. Left heaven and came to earth to become one of us. God, now as a man, taste our frailties and our weaknesses, our struggles and disappointments, what it's like to feel alone, to cry from sorrow and grief. Yes, he lived just as one of us. Yet he had a far greater reason for leaving his throne. He came from the glories of heaven because he so loved you and me and knew that he was the only one who could rescue us. He loved us so much that he willingly gave his life on a cross. That was his mission from the beginning. Had there not been a cross, there would never have been a manger. He was born in Bethlehem to be our sacrifice, our Savior. And for all who put their trust in this infant King, God is no longer a stranger, but a Father who is with us always. This is what Christmas is all about. It's the greatest story ever told, a story that no matter how many times we tell it, it never grows old. For those of us who has lost hope, for those longing for peace and relief, for those weary from the storms of life, for those who will face this Christmas with one less loved one around the tree, we can take comfort, we can find strength, we can rest and rejoice in knowing that Bethlehem shouts, we are so loved.
Year after year, as we celebrate the season, sometimes we lose the joy or forget the reason why. But holding the foundation of our earthly celebration is a story of a king who came to
rejoice with the angels of heaven, and let's thank the Lord for the gift of Christmas, our Redeemer, our Savior who came down from His glory.